This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show discussing the bonkers world of make-believe we have. The World Economic Forum is all in for the war in Ukraine. Mark Zuckerberg, is he somebody we should trust? And adult-themed parties. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. And don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The fakest campaign in presidential history. There's this woman, I was about to call her a journalist, but she pretends to be one. Her name's Stephanie Ruhle. I'm going to play you something right now. You see, Dome, who's gotten all kinds of crap for not accepting interviews, has finally accepted an interview. And the interview she's accepted is with Stephanie Ruhle. This, the woman you hear, is the one who's going to be interrogating Dome.
It's not too much to ask Kamala, say...
That's not actually Stephanie. She doesn't smoke Marlboro Reds, to my knowledge.
Are you for a Palestinian state if Hamas is going to run that state?
Okay.
Yes or no?
And let's say you don't like her answer. Are you going to vote for Donald Trump?
No, I'm not.
Kamala
I just
Harris
said I'm not going to vote for her.
Is not running for perfect. She's running against Trump.
I'm not even kidding. This woman is selling herself as the journalist who's going to sit down with Dome.
We have two choices. And so there are some things you might not know her answer to. And in 2024, unlike 2016 for a lot of the American people, we know exactly what Trump will do, who he is, and the kind of threat he is to democracy.
I don't know.
So it's unclear to me how there could be an
informed. The problem that a lot of people have with Kamala is we don't know her answer to anything, okay?
But you know and his I think answer I, to everything.
And that's why I would never vote for him, and people shouldn't vote.
This is a journalist, not a Harris campaign spokesman, journalist.
But people also are expected to have some idea of what the program is of the person you're supposed to vote for. You're just not supposed to say, well, you have to vote for Y because X is this, that, and the other. Let's find out a little bit more. And I don't think it's a lot to ask her to sit down for a real interview as opposed to a puff piece in which she describes like her feelings.
Yeah. Harris chooses MSNBC anchor who has shown support to host her second solo interview. The woman is so incapable of completing sentences, the only interviews she'll do are with people who are going to powder her butt for her. Is it going to work on the American people? I don't know, but if it does, I've made my peace with it. If it does, probably can't patch this thing up anyway. But again, I want to come back to this. I don't know that it is working. Listen to this.
She's got a major problem. It's Joe Biden and the fact that she's his vice president. In our CNN survey yesterday, 51% of registered voters said that Trump had a successful presidency. Only 37% said the same about Biden and Harris. A lot of that has to do with the economy, and it mostly has to do with inflation.
I don't know if it's going to work. But one more thing on this world of make-believe. One of the funniest things that I see constantly on the campaign is Kamala Harris and Tim Walz essentially campaigning against Joe Biden. They do it all the time. Dome did it again today. Walz did this a couple days ago.
It doesn't have to be this way. We can't afford 4 more years of this, and I've been saying it.
We can't afford 4 more years of what now? You're in charge. You can't afford 4 more years of what? Well, Joe Biden. The Harris-Walz campaign is campaigning against Joe Biden. That's what they're doing. And Joe Biden, in the meantime, Joe Biden went on The View today, and he, as Harris is trying to hand over the hot potato of the Joe Biden economy slash border, Joe Biden is so gone mentally, he keeps handing it right back to her.
As vice president, there wasn't a single thing that I did that she couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to delegate her responsibility on everything from foreign policy to domestic policy.
She was doing all of it. But yet Dome will get up and say, we can't do this anymore. We have to move past these policies. Walls will get up without an ounce of shame and act as if these people had nothing to do with
it. It doesn't have to be this way. We can't afford. We can't afford 4 more years of this. And I've been saying it.
A complete world of make-believe. If you're, because you know these people exist. If you're the person who goes in to vote for Harris Walls because you need a change from how things are, man, you're so stupid. That's just so insanely dumb. Anyway, I'm going to move on because I have to get this off my chest before we talk about them using power against us, unaccompanied minor children being trafficked. It's really freaking awful. Before we move into cult-like stuff, there's something I have to get off my mind, off my heart. Dr. Jay Varma. You heard this guy's name? He was the COVID czar of New York City. He was the COVID czar of New York City. He was that evil tyrant who locked New York. It was like a zombie apocalypse whenever I visited New York during COVID. The streets were empty. It was creepy. It was weird. And he was busted. He was busted. Someone got some undercover camera footage of him admitting that he violated his own lockdown rules repeatedly to go have adult-themed parties, the kind that I will not describe because there are children listening to the show. And this comes on the heels of P. Diddy, is his name, the rapper guy. He was busted for having these large adult-themed parties that apparently a lot of people attended. Remember, Jeffrey Epstein got busted for having these very large adult-themed parties. Where are my invites? Now, listen. No, hold on. Let me clarify. I don't want to go. I don't have any desire to go. I'm never going to go to one of these things. It sounds weird. Creepy. You know it would smell. You know it would smell. You would have to. It would smell. Anyway, I would like to be invited. What, Chris? No, hear me out. Did you see this guy? This Dr. Jay Varma? He looks like a Star Wars character. He looks. So if this dude, who sent this dude an invite and didn't consider me? What am I, chopped liver? And again, I want to clarify, I don't want to go. Certainly no desire to attend. If everyone else is apparently going, why am I being left out? I don't understand. Is it because I'm losing my hair? You know, I've worked very hard. What, Chris? I've worked very hard to try to make the hair something that's presentable because the radio show is on the simulcast, which you can watch on the Fruits TV. I have a TV show. I understand I have to be somewhat presentable, so I've kind of buzzed it down and done. You think it's the hair, Chris? I guess it could be the hair. I don't know. Apparently, there's this world where people have these ugly little demonic parties all over the place. I never get an invite. What, Chris? Well, that's not true. Chris said that's because you have morals and they know that. No, yeah, I don't want to go. Morally, I don't want to go to your gross adult party. I don't want to. You're correct. I don't want to go. But don't tell me these people know that. For all they know, I'm swinging from the I've got a pool set up in my house, and I don't know, I've got the Epstein part two. They don't know that I'm not a monster behind the scenes. An invite wouldn't hurt. I can always say no, or maybe I'll hit them with the patented Jesse Kelly. Maybe I'll check my schedule. I do that all the time. And just surprise, surprise, my schedule always ends up being too busy. Oh, sorry, Bob. I meant to come, but man, we had a kids thing, so I'm never going to go. I don't have any desire to go. I would, however, like to be invited, and that I haven't been invited, and apparently everyone else in the world has been. It leads me to believe there's something wrong with me. I don't understand. I shower. I realize I'm not the most fashionable person in the world. Most of the time the wife lays out my clothes though, so I look presentable. I shower, my clothes are clean. I'm fairly freshly shaven. I don't understand. If this dude, have you seen this dude? He looks like a gargoyle. And this guy was just at these parties, just, I don't know, swinging from the banisters the whole time. I never even got so much as a, hey, what are you doing tonight text. Nothing like that at all. And I don't understand. It's got to be something wrong with me. There's this whole world out there that I don't know about, and I've never been invited to, and I'm offended. All right? All right. I want to do some emails before we get to the communists using their power, what's happening with the unaccompanied minors, and a street animal in some trouble. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, I want to make sure I'm emphasizing, I don't want to be invited to any of these dirty, demonic, immoral parties, the adult-themed parties that apparently everyone's going to. I don't want to go. I am feeling a little left out because apparently everyone else goes. And these people are freaks. Sean Diddy Combs' lawyer blames Costco for 1,000 bottles of baby oil, saying he buys in bulk. Yes, buddy, we all buy in bulk at Costco. The Kellys, we buy bulk peanut butter and Kraft Mac. You apparently went the baby oil route. But I was thinking about this during the break. I'll get back to the politics in a moment. I actually do have two stories about adult-themed party things that I think did happen to me now that I think about it. One of them, listen, Chris, listen. I was a young man. I think I was 17, 18 years old. I was in Bozeman, Montana. And we were out, my friends and I were out in town later than we should have been. It's Friday, Saturday night, doing dumb things young men do, out looking for trouble. Right? We're looking for a party, we're looking for girls, we're looking for beer, we're doing the dumb things young men do. I'm not encouraging you to do any of these things. That's a dumb thing I was doing, okay? I don't remember the circumstances of how we got invited, but I believe we were walking by a house. And this older adult, at the time he was older, he's probably my age now, they were 40s, 50s, says, hey, you guys come on in. Got some beer. Come on in. Well, that's all you had to say to us. We go rolling in. It's me, four or five friends. And right away, it was off. Something seemed off. Everyone was fine and clothed and it was fine. But this is a party. I just thought of this during the break. I ended up getting thrown out of the party. My friends and I did because there was a dude. They were playing music. And I remember I was standing by the dance floor and a dude comes up to me and he's got like this feather boa around his neck and he throws it around my neck and I freak out and I rear back to sock him in his face and my buddies grab me and they're like, Jesse, we gotta leave. Oh, Kelly just ruined the party for us. And I bet you that was one of those parties, Chris, and I got thrown out for trying to hit somebody. That was one. Two, Marine Corps. Fast forward a few years later. See, maybe I have been invited and I didn't know it. See, that was Jewish producer Chris's thought, that I've been invited and I didn't know it because it didn't come officially. I'm in Las Vegas. I don't really gamble much. I've told you the story before. My first gambling experience, I lost. I had $600 to my name, $600 in the bank, and I lost every penny of it. I wanted to vomit. I've never been more ashamed, embarrassed, and mortified. And it basically cured me of ever having a gambling problem. So if I do gamble, it's, you know, $5 here, $10 there. It's something that's not a big deal. Because if it was $100, I wouldn't do well with that. But I'm sitting there with my buddies. We're in Las Vegas. We're bouncing around having fun. We sit down at a table and there's this couple beside us. And I don't know these people. And my friends don't know these people. But we sit down and we're just playing cards. And we like to be friendly. We're talking to people. And they kept making inappropriate comments about each other. And when I say inappropriate, I don't mean mean. I know that it's family shows, but I mean comments that are a bit too forward about their private lives. And then they're making these comments to us. And I'm so weirded out. I'm completely weirded out. I've never encountered this in my life before. I got up and I bailed. I get up. I go to the elevator. No, you know, the elevators aren't right by the blackjack tables in any casino. They make them far away, harder to get to. I make my way through the casino. I'm going to the elevator. I'm going to go up to my room, go to sleep. Who are these weirdos? This couple gets on the elevator with me. They packed it up from the blackjack table when I packed it up. and they got on the elevator and started talking to me. I bet you they were adult theme party people, Chris. I bet they were going to offer me an invite or whatever. I don't know if they come in card form or text, but I never did get it. And that's all I wanted to say. I just had to get that off my chest. Now, here's something else I need to get off my chest. You know how we talk about the looting the treasury phase of our wonderful country, our wonderful constitutional republic, is being led by the most soulless evil people in the history of the world, and they don't care anything for it. They don't care anything for you. They don't care anything for me. Many of them hate us, but most of them really just don't think about us because everything's about them at all times. So they spend the way they spend. They do the things they do only for themselves, never a thought for you in the world. And they look at America, they look at you, they look at our economy, they look at every part of it. It's all just a big bank vault, and they got with all their other system friends, and they decided they're going to raid it and rob it and pick this bank vault dry, because who cares if the country collapses? That's how all these people operate. And you see this all the time with these public announcements and pronouncements they make that should be huge scandals, the kind of scandals that result in a million-man protest in Washington, D.C. But we've gotten so used to these things now, we just kind of shrug and move on. One great example of this is Jill Biden. This is from Breitbart. Jill Biden personally announces $500 million Pentagon investment in women's health initiatives. Excuse me? The Pentagon? $500 million? What does that mean? These people are so freaking soulless. They'll take $500 million that's supposed to go to the defense of the country, and they'll just funnel it to some pet political project, and they'll brag about it. Dang. That's pretty stark, isn't it? Oh, and I have a little bit of audio that goes right along these same lines before I get to the audio. Let's make sure we are supporting Tunnel to Towers. Speaking of the Pentagon, our military guys, their families they leave behind are so often forgotten. I had a dinner with a veterans advocate the other night, and even guys you know, names you would know, I'm not going to say their names right now, but heroes, they get screwed out of their veterans benefits. They get forgotten. The ones who die, their families get forgotten. Tunnel to Towers exists for Gold Star families, for fallen first responder families, to help them, to support them, to let them know they're not forgotten. They matter a lot. And all Tunnel to Towers asks for is $11 a month from us. Sign up, give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. And go look up their charity rating. Your money goes exactly where you want it to. T2T.org. T2T.org. I got some audio you need to hear. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, world-famous author Jesse Kelly, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So President Jill Biden's going to use the Pentagon as a $500 million slush fund for women's issues. Just put that in your little back pocket for a minute. Remember how the communist views power is not how you view power. And I'm not telling you have to view power the way he does. I hope you don't. But you have to understand how they think. If you understand what they're going to do, what they will do. For instance, have you ever known anybody? This is one of my huge pet peeves. Have you ever known anybody who treats service people terribly? Waiters, waitresses. You should know if we ever have dinner and you do that in front of me, I might even embarrass you. That's how much it bothers me. Why? Why? It's very similar, actually, to my rant when I go off about people who don't put the grocery cart back. Why does that bother me so much? Well, I despise the abuse of power because I think it speaks so poorly of you and your heart and how you see others. The truth is, I can go to a restaurant, you can go to a restaurant, and I can treat the waiter or waitress like crap, and they can't say anything to me, or they'll probably be fired. In fact, because it's their job, they have to wait on me hand and foot. Hey, woman, get me my water. Hurry it up. Extra ice, or else. I can if I want to. I can never say please. I can never say thank you. I have that power. Same with the grocery cart. Why does it bother me? Because you totally can leave your grocery cart there without a care in the world and get in your car and leave. And it can roll into other cars. The grocery cart guy has to come out and wrangle it up. But you have the power to do that. What do you do with that power? Well, you're probably sitting there. Here's the difference between you and a communist. You're probably sitting there in agreeing with me when I discuss these things. But you have to understand the communist views power in a completely different way. Because he is an evil, soulless monster, the communist views power as something that must be used. It has to be. And so wherever he gets any of it, it can be a huge amount of power or a tiny amount of power. It doesn't matter where he gets it or what he gets. He will use that power because he believes in using power to protect himself, to enrich himself, enrich his friends, and to punish his enemies. the communist believes in using power to help himself and hurt his enemies. It would never occur to him to not use the power. So whether it's maybe it's the local librarian. We've had this talk. Why? Jesse, I don't understand. We're in a little red town in rural Alabama. Everyone's Republican here. Why is the public school library doing a child drag show? Why? Because the communist understood the public library was a choke point of what? Of power. You drove by it. The communist did not. The communist pulled into the parking lot, walked right up to the front desk, picked up an application, filled it out that minute, and turned it in. Why? Because they had such a passion for books? No. It's a choke point of power. It's a way to seize power. And now they grab that power, and they're in your little red town, and they hate you with your Bible and your values and your church and your family, and they find all this stuff to be despicable. So they use that power that they have, and they grab some tranny freak to come shake his penis in the face of your children. That's how they think. Power is something to be used. And the reason it can get so frightening now in this country is these people have risen to positions of power that go far beyond the local library and the local drag queen. These people now control the United States military, the Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, the IRS, the EPA, the FBI. And when you spend time, as I do, lamenting what has happened to these various institutions. Ah, it sucks. They ruined it. I can't believe they ruined it. Please know that the communist doesn't think like that at all. You put the communist in charge of the Central Intelligence Agency. Well, he doesn't see the eyes and ears of America spying intelligence operations, doing whatever he can do to protect America. He would only look at that through the lens of, how can I hurt my political enemies? He did the exact same thing with the United States military. Why do you think they ran out the unvaccinated? Why do you think they're purging white men from the ranks as fast as humanly possible? Why do you think that is? You think that's for Iran? They don't look at the military as something that's meant for Iran. They look at the military as something that's meant for you. It's power. Look at all these guns. Look at all the troops. Tanks, F-16s, nuclear weapons. Hey, we could use them on Republicans, right? Maybe you think I'm being too extreme. Well, don't take it from me. Take it from Stacey Plaskett, Democrat, member of Congress.
What is the point of this subcommittee? Because it's necessary for the public and the media to hear, to try, and provide cover for the eradication of the Department of Justice and the FBI. We are having these hearings so that you become immune. You become inured to the notion of the removal of the FBI and DOJ, so that those agencies are no longer there to serve as a check against white nationalism, great replacement theorists, Christian nationalists, white fragility, fascists, and the twice impeached, convicted felon, former president, and would-be dictator, Donald Trump.
What'd she say? Don't worry, in case you missed the important part, I'm going to play it again. She does her little intro, but when she goes to how she views the role of the DOJ and FBI, that's really the important part. You see, you look at the Department of Justice, you want the law enforced. You want the FBI tracking down drug dealers, organized crime, terrorists and such. Hey, communist. Hey, Democrat. What do you think their role is?
What is the point of this subcommittee? Because it's necessary for the public and the media to hear, to try, and provide cover for the eradication of the Department of Justice and the FBI. We are having these hearings so that you become immune. You become inured to the notion.
This is the important part. This tells you everything about her. Hey, Stacey Plaskett, Democrat. What's the role of the DOJ and FBI?
Of the removal of the FBI and DOJ so that those agencies are no longer there to serve as a check against white nationalism, great replacement theorists, Christian nationalists, white fragility, fascists, and the twice impeached, convicted felon, former president and would-be dictator, Donald Trump.
You don't look at power the way these people look at power. Because they're evil, because they're demonic, power is something to be used against your enemies. In fact, that's the only reason to use it. We like to imagine about ourselves that if we ever become wealthy and powerful, don't you like to imagine that you would help others? Have you ever said something like that or thought something like that? I would do this. I would start this charity. I would help out here. Those thoughts never cross their mind. Power is a weapon to these people, a weapon to be used on you. Remember that. Speaking of power, we are going to have to align with powerful people, as uncomfortable as that may be, even ones we don't like. Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about relief factor, the relief of pain, the daily life-sucking pain that holds you back. What is that thing you do you can't do anymore? Or when you do it, it hurts. Maybe it's sitting at a desk all day. Maybe your knee gets bothersome. Maybe you work construction. Maybe it's a back. Maybe it's a neck. Maybe it's a hand. The daily nagging pain that just eats away at you like it's hosting the view. Go buy Relief Factor and try it for 3 weeks. Just buy 3 weeks worth. You might not like it, but there's a reason almost everybody calls to order more. Treat your pain naturally, 100% drug-free. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and also remember...
I love you back.
What, Chris? I love it. It's a new addition to the soundboard. And I'm going to get to aligning ourselves with powerful people in a moment. Let's check some emails, see if I got any invites from what we talked about earlier. No, quit. I'm going to check emails for something else. Dear Dr. O, on this Monday's second hour, you mentioned you had a salad bar at the office. Have you made space for going vegetarian in your life? What a hypocrite. All those years bashing salads, and now you've installed a salad bar. Please tell us this isn't so. Chris, where did you get salad bar from? You know, I'll tell you something. You know how I told you? No, we don't have a freaking salad bar in the office. Good freaking grief.
Why are you gay?
I wasn't in the Air Force. I was in the Marines. Anyway, I have a radio coach. I've told you that before. It was a long time ago. But, you know, I'm pretty new to this. I'm getting, I guess, more experience now. But when I first signed with Premier like 4 years ago, they had to teach me how to do a radio show because I didn't even know how to go in and out of breaks. I would just sit down and talk. So they brought in this radio coach. He's a great dude. But one thing he tells me a lot is he said, you have to remember, lots of your listeners are half listening at any given moment, and they're going to hear things you didn't say. In what universe would I ever install a salad bar anywhere? The only thing I've ever even used a salad bar for is getting a little side of ranch to dip my pizza in when we used to go do the Godfather's Pizza Buffet in high school. They had a special. I think it was $2.50. You got an all-you-could-eat pizza buffet at Godfather's Pizza, which I think is out of business now. And they had a little salad bar, and I put a little ranch on there and dip my pizza in it, not to brag. Invader Aid. Don't have any idea what that means. Our government is sending billions of dollars in aid to keep Russia from invading Ukraine. Yet the same government is allowing, encouraging millions of illegal immigrants to invade our own country, my country. Well, yes, but they don't hate Russia. They don't hate Ukraine. The people who lead the world. You know what? Let's talk about this actually right now. I will get back to my Mark Zuckerberg talk, but this actually leads me to something different. We're going to go someplace a little bit different. The United States of America, what it has been for so long is, I know it sounds hokey and it's cliche, it's a term you've heard a million times, the leader of the free world. But don't roll your eyes at that concept. You see, we had an experiment here of limited government where men should be free. We're not the first society to try freedom, but what we are and what we have been for so long is we are the largest and most powerful country to ever try this idea of freedom. And ideas, they are like viruses, highly contagious ones. They will spread, especially ones that are pushed by powerful forces. So the United States of America, for so long, it's been an offense to the tyrants and would-be tyrants of the world. Because if you are, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're French, whether you're in Congo, Madagascar, China, Russia, Peru, I don't care where you are. If you are a tyrant or you are a wannabe tyrant, one of the things you are constantly selling, you're selling the idea that I am the only way. Give me more power. Let me use more power. I will save you. And if there is a huge, powerful country out there showing the entire planet that people can be free and be happy and be successful, that country is a threat to you. The United States of America has been a threat to the would-be tyrants on the planet for so long. And I told you all that to tell you this, something you have to understand. The global order, the globalists, the evil leaders who lead the West, honestly, the evil leaders who lead China and Russia, the evil tyrants of the planet, many of them now in Western civilization. Yes, they hate their own citizens. They hate a lot of things, but they have a unique hatred for the United States of America. And they understand they're on a mission to bring the United States of America to its knees. Because as long as America remains free and as long as America remains powerful, it serves as a reminder to the people of the planet that you don't need a tyrant. You need to be free. America has always been public enemy number one. Both for a lot of leftists in this country, it's every Democrat now, but leftists in this country, hardcore lefties have thought this way forever. Now it's just, that's just the standard fare for the Democrat Party. But every Democrat in the country thinks that way. Some Republicans in leadership think that way. But internationally, again, I'm not just talking about Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. Internationally, if you were to hook Justin Trudeau, that scumbag communist who leads Canada, hook him up to a lie detector test and ask him what the highest evil is in the world, he would say the United States of America. He has all these tyrannical things he wants to do to the Canadians. And there's this free country right there holding him back. Why shouldn't he control everything like his father, Fidel Castro? The tyrants on the planet have a spot of hatred for the United States of America that exceeds their hatred for any other thing, because as long as we are free and prosperous, we are a reminder that tyrants aren't necessary. And so, look, you have a headline here from, this is from the French president, Macron, calls for a, quote, new international order. A new international order. Huh. Well, why? Why do we need a new one? Why are they always talking like that? New world order, new international order. Why do these people say that all the time? What was wrong with the old one? Well, the old one was free. The old one limited their power. And that's why they're always talking, hey, we need something new around here. That's why they speak that way. Along those lines, I'm actually going to bring up Yuval Noah, and then we'll get back to the powerful people we need to align with. I know I teased that, but I went somewhere else. Look, you've just got to get on your chalk so your mind can follow where my mind tends to bounce around during the show. What, Chris? Today, guess what? I have a confession to make. Had a nice morning with the wife, took the kids to school, breakfast, cup of coffee. She was working out. She was doing yoga, her weird, you know, hippie stuff, and I was lifting weights, and I got so distracted by her doing yoga that I didn't take my male vitality stack. I think this is the first day in 3 years I've missed my male vitality stack. I'm pretty much a woman at this point in time until I get home and get it in my body. Natural herbal supplements will have you feeling incredible. T levels up 20% in 90 days. Ladies, you're not left out. Female vitality stack is there for you. You ready to be full of pep? Even late in the day, even though, oh, I'm 60, it can happen for you too. CHOQ.com or call them, text them, 50CHOQ3000. Get a subscription, save some money. Let's talk a little bit about the new international order next.